And Paul, could you please say a little more about using the contemplation of death to gladden the mind? Well, I think one of the things in terms of, oftentimes when we think of gladdening the mind, is sort of like things that kind of make the mind happy or make the mind feel gratified in some way. But I think what contemplation of death helps to, I mean, it gladdens the mind in the sense that one, it's sort of like cutting to the chase. You know, it's cut out all the extraneous stuff that seems to clutter and complicate the mind, clutter our lives, and it really helps us to keep on track, keep on point, not get distracted. It really sorts out what's actually really important and what's not. And it's not I've said when I was talking this morning, it's kind of counterintuitive, but it gladdens the mind in the sense that, all right, I really do want to, I don't want to get lost here. I don't want to get sidetracked. I want to really want to keep my mind on what's really important, what's really beneficial, what's actually going to bring well-being into my life and to others, so that it's not getting one isn't losing the plot, so to speak. Also, there's a PS, so feel free to share with the group that my 15-year-old organized a walkout from her high school. Several hundred young people walked out of school at the same time all over our city, met up to peacefully protest the election results. I have a lot of faith in her and her generation. They'll be voting in 2020.